Hey guys, Michael Wall here again, joining you. We're this time going through Proverbs chapter 5 on our series through Proverbs. And I'm excited for this chapter because I think this is one that in our society, if people aren't actually taking action on some of these things, immorality, they are allowing it through their eye gate in different ways. And so this is an important one for our society because, you know, the old sex sells, and it does, but it can also take you down a path if you allow it, that can lead you to complete destruction. And Proverbs chapter 5 talks about this today. Before we jump in, though, let's have a word of prayer and I get into it. Father, we thank you for this day, the time together, and we just pray that you would use the content that is shared here for the ears that are listening, whether it's individuals, Bible studies, whatever they are, God, we just pray in Jesus' name that you would prepare hearts and minds to receive what you would have to hear from your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so let's jump into this. Now, obviously, there's some things in here that are a little bit, we'll call it not PG. So if you got some kids, you know, just be mindful of that. I will tell you, though, you know, the reality is the world has been dumping non-PG stuff into our kids' minds for years. And, you know, the Bible is explicit. There's a lot of things in the Bible that are like, ooh, I don't know if I talk to children about that sometimes. But I think what happens is if we as parents, right, take on the responsibility to actually teach and steward our children into the things that actually matter. Talk about all of life things. For a long time, years and years and years, the church, at least the one I grew up in Pennsylvania, really didn't talk about sex. It was something like, I want to stay away from that. I wanted to. And what's happened is you got the world, right, then teaching people about what it looks like to have a sexual lifestyle and what that actually means. And yet God's word has talked a lot about it. Obviously in Proverbs here, just 31 chapters and it's great wisdom. All right, so Proverbs chapter 5, let's jump into that. And in verse 1 here, now again, I got my highlighter, I got my Bible ready to go. I encourage you, get your Bible. If you don't have an actual Bible, physical Bible, you hear me say this every time, get a physical Bible. Trust me, you will pick up so much more than if you're using this and you're scrolling on your phone and you're getting notifications. Don't do that. Turn it off. Get focused in the moment. All right, let's jump in. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 says, my son, pay attention to wisdom. Listen carefully to my counsel, and then you will show discernment, and your lips will express what you've learned. So pay attention here. Now remember, Proverbs, the whole goal of Proverbs is not to be condemning per se. It's to be in a place where we're saying, hey, if we want to live a fruitful, joyful, God-filled life, then we need to kind of practice certain principles. Just like if you were in a business and you were operating a company, or if you wanted to work out and get healthy, there would be certain disciplines that you would need and be required to engage in your life in order to maintain and create a consistent pattern of success. And if we want to live in a way that honors God, we got to be in a place where we got to be disciplined to some truths and make some decisions in our life. Verse 3, it says, for the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey. So don't be surprised if you're attracted to other women, guys. And I'll say women to men, because we're seeing even more and more of that in our society today. You know, don't be surprised if you're attracted to that in some end. It says, and her mouth is smoother than oil. So this is obviously something where from the eye gate, we see these things and we're like, wow, that's kind of interesting. The question is, what do you do when something like that comes? You know, you can't just be a monk or maybe be Amish and go live by yourself and do nothing. Or, you know, you're not going to walk around. People aren't going to start walking around with, you know, full body suits every day so you can't see things out there. That's not normal life. What matters is what you do after you see something that could be a distraction or a temptation. That's what matters. And so let me kind of just press pause here. I want to give you this little thing called the bounce theory. And I learned this actually from Life Action, great revival group that went to many, many churches, about 60 churches a year, and led a revival summit. And I was blessed to be able to serve on the board there for some time. And one of the things that they talked about was the idea of this bounce theory. Mark Bearden, I can't take the credit, Mark Bearden actually was the one that shared this. And it's the idea that if you see something Like, let's say I'll talk to the guy since I'm a guy. Let's say you're walking down the mall and there's Victoria's Secret and you look over and you know they don't sell gym shorts, right? So you look over and you're like, oh, and right now, what you do with that glance, you weren't intending to do that, or maybe you're at the beach or wherever it is. What you do with that glance matters. And there's times in life, because we're all human, where you take care of this well. And then there's times where you fail. And that's why you have to have friends and people that are going to keep you accountable in your life to say, how'd you do this week? How'd you do yesterday? How'd you do last week in the process of your life, living, honoring? But here's a great thing that you can do. When you have something like that happens, you see a distraction, your mind then has the ability to do one of two things. Either spend a lot of time thinking about what you just saw and maybe fantasizing on it or creating other thoughts around it. It's just real, okay? Or what you can do is you can distract, dismiss, and actually think differently. Now, a great way to think differently there, because remember, the enemy, Satan, walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, he wants to distract you. He wants to get you destroyed in life. He wants to destroy your marriage. Absolutely. And so when you look at this, the thing that you can do is say, okay, let's use the bounce theory, like I was talking about. What that is you see temptation, and then immediately you have someone in mind that you're going to go pray for. Now, I had someone, and I won't share the name, but I had someone for years in my mind that as soon as I saw a distraction like that, I would immediately pray for them. I want to tell you, full disclosure, that I wasn't perfect at it all the time. Again, I'm a human being. I make mistakes, flaws, it's called sin. But as I continue to have accountability in my life, I grew in it. And it was something where when you go and you pray, the benefit of that in the spiritual world is you're literally going to God. And so one of the things is the enemy often will work in our mind. You've heard of things. Even Joyce Meyer wrote a book called The Battlefield in the Mind. The enemy will work in your mind. He'll put thoughts in your mind, stir thoughts in your mind. And then most of us in our own fleshly being are in a place where we take those thoughts and run with them. And then we start to think about, yeah, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? What about this? And that seed of negativity or that seed of temptation or that seed of anger or bitterness or whatever starts to fester and grow, and then it affects our whole body, and then it affects how we interact with people, etc. So what you can do when temptation, guys and girls, women, comes your way, specifically here immoral temptation with other sexual morality, think about immediately someone that you can be praying for. And then when you go to God, what happens is you'll see those temptations come less and less and less. You might need to do that 10 times a day, 20 times a day, 100 times a day, depending on where your mind starts to go, okay? But at the end of the day, when you're disciplined in the process of going to the Lord and taking it in prayer, those temptations will reduce. All right, so here we go. So verse 3, I'm going to read it again. It says, "For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is as bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword." Now, I have that highlighted in my Bible because I don't want to forget it, okay? Make sure you use your highlighter. Things stick out to you or things that are important, highlight them. Verse 5, "Her feet goes down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. For she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it." Now, isn't that interesting? This is a woman that's being talked about here that staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize it. So this is someone who is leading people astray, doesn't even realize her trail's crooked. By the way, this can be guys also that are leading women astray, trying to do the same. "So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. Stay away from her." Now, what does that practically look like? Well, obviously, in some simple terms, you know, that might mean like don't go to the strip club. Probably not a good idea, okay? Secondly, it could be with your phone. What are you doing with your phone to make sure and to ensure you're not scrolling on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and Twitter and whatever it is, and then you're like, oh, huh, look at that. That picture's interesting. Let me check out that profile just to see who that person is. Or maybe let me do a random search on something just to see what comes up. Listen, you know in your own mind when you want to distract yourself down the path, and what's being said here is stay away from her. Don't go near her house. And that may be the physical house. That may be the technological house. You know, what I'm saying is what you think about then eventually leads to action. Your mind is powerful. So stay away from her. Stay away from distraction. Throw your phone away. Get a flip phone if you have to. Seriously, guys, this is the new drug. We have to say no, or we're not going to live the kind of life God wants us to live. Don't fool yourself. Very important. So if you do go to the door of our house, you will lose your honor. You will lose to merciless people all you have achieved. Strangers, listen to this. Strangers will consume your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruits of your labor. In the end, you will groan in anguish when disease comes, consumes your body. You will say, how I hated discipline. If only I had not ignored all of these warnings. Isn't this interesting? So now we're in a place where, and we've experienced that in times, maybe in past in life. Remember when you were growing up and maybe you did something that was wrong, you disobeyed your parents, and or you did something that you know was bad, and you're like, oh man, gosh. And then you're getting disciplined for it. And now you're really in a place, you're like, gosh, why did I do that? You know, now I'm experiencing this discipline that is uncomfortable and I hate it, all because I made a quick decision. And in the moment, you know, I was in a place in the moment where I made this decision and now I'm reaping the consequence. If I would have just been smarter and listened to truth, that's what is being said here. Saying, verse 12, you will say, how I hated discipline. If I only had not ignored all the warnings. Oh, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? I have come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face public disgrace. Drink water from your own well. Hey, married couples, drink water from your own well. You can read into that. It's okay, right? And share your love only with your wife. Why spill this water of your springs in the streets having sex with just anyone? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. I love this, verse 18. It says, let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Now, this isn't just youth. This is also as you get older. Like, spend time with your wife. These are things that I've been thinking about. You know, I've had some challenges that I've gone through in my life, and I'm thinking, okay, how can I make time with my wife more intentional? Now, remember, I can't make my wife do anything, nor can she make me do anything. But what I can do is try and continually say, okay, maybe I didn't do it as well as I wanted to do it last week or the week before. You know, maybe you had some weeks where you did well. Maybe you had a month or two where you did well. And what is well, by the way? It's all relative based on what someone thinks. And that's why you got to work on yourself. You got to get in God's word. You got to quit pointing the finger to other people. And you got to say, okay, let me think about this. Let me be in a place where I can grow intimacy with my wife, with my spouse. And let God take care of the rest of the details, even if she's in a place where she's not interested or doesn't want to do it. You know that before the Lord, you're doing what is honoring. That's the key. Verse 18, it says, let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you always. The guys like that, by the way. May you always be captivated by your love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman or fondle the breasts of promiscuous women? For the Lord, listen to this, verse 21, for the Lord sees clearly what a man does. And it's a woman too, by the way. The Lord sees clearly what a man and a woman does, examining every path they take. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. And that's chapter 5. I'll tell you, it's so important, guys, when you take a look at that, that you really think about what are the steps. You know, we have to live in life. We have to live an offensive life, right? We have to proactively set up. If you want to be successful, You have to proactively set up goals, disciplines, not just motivation. Motivation is great, but discipline. If you make if you make motivation your discipline will grow, right? You be disciplined in the morning, and we talk about that as an example with our kids. Like when they're waking up, hey, it's going to be a great day. 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 You're brainwashing yourself, yes, but you say, I'm going to be disciplined to have the right mindset, and then I'm going to be proactive. What does proactivity mean? You're going to take time to get in the Word. You're going to proactively get in the Word, and then what you're going to do, I'm going to challenge you to do, because only you can do it. The more you shut off from this, the more you have the ability to think. And that takes time to unplug. But we also, taught to us here by Proverbs chapter 5, okay? We also, it's a little bit of a guidance and a warning, like avoid this, avoid immoral woman. We also have to put protective measures around ourselves. I need them. You need them. We all need them, men and women. I want to challenge you to not be prideful or self-righteous in your mindset to think that I'm better than this and I don't need that. He needs it or she needs it, but I'm good. No, you're not good. In fact, that's pride and self-righteousness. We all need help on this journey. And you got to have friends in your life that are in a place where they're encouraging. That's one of the reasons that I wanted to do this series, to help encourage people along the way. If maybe they don't have a group right away where they can help get some guidance in walking through the Word specifically, not just a message or a sermon that's topical about a few verses here and there, but really actually practically getting into the Word. What does it look like? So hope you continue to enjoy this process and join me on this journey every day as you monthly go through Proverbs with me. And what's cool about this is each month you're going to learn something probably new that sticks out, that maybe didn't stick out to you before, especially as you're reading your own Bible and you're highlighting and going forth there. So be blessed, have fun, and we'll see you at Proverbs chapter 6. Have a good one.